Welcome back. Now we're going to focus on doing some subconscious clearing to release blocks you have about money, in particular beliefs like money is the root of all evil, that make it difficult for you to attract money into your life. Because after all, if you have a belief that tells you that money is evil, your subconscious will protect you from having it because it doesn't want you to be evil. So during this section, we're going to use the Theta Healing Technique with special healing energy charged into this audio program to actually go and reprogram your subconscious mind. As with the other sections where we did the clearing, it is recommended that you listen to this section with headphones so you can take advantage of the special binaural beats that are encoded underneath this program subaudibly to put you into a deep theta brainwave. Also, just in case you're trying to run through all the clearing really fast, it is recommended that you space these out. Wait a couple days between each section of the clearing, because each section is going to make a lot of change in your subconscious, and your body needs a couple days to process and integrate all these changes. So do yourself a favor, don't try to run through all this clearing all at once. You know, do one every 2, 3, or 4 days until you get through all of it. So during this section, what we're going to do is go through a long list of beliefs that I've compiled that are the most common blocks to having money. Beliefs like money is the root of all evil. What you're going to do is read the block aloud and do muscle testing to see if you have it. You're welcome to use any form of muscle testing that works for you. Some people like the standing method because it's so fast and easy to learn, but it's also fine to use another method like the arm lever or the finger ring or a pendulum if you're proficient with it. And so you muscle test the block, and if the block is there, offer me your permission, and then the healing energy charged into this audio program will go and actually clear it out of your subconscious mind. We will then have you repeat the program and muscle test it again. Most of the time, it will have cleared. It will be gone. If it doesn't clear, don't panic. It doesn't mean you did anything wrong. It just means we need to engage in what's called a digging process to find out what's underneath it, to go into your subconscious to find the other belief systems that are more powerful underneath it and attached to it, and release those first. Personally, my fastest, easiest, and most effective way to do this is with the Theta Healing Technique, one-on-one in a private session with a professional practitioner. However, there are certainly other techniques that can also work to clear them out of your subconscious. So if you have a block that doesn't clear, make a check mark next to it in the companion materials where all these blocks are listed, and come back to it later and do some digging and clear it out forever. All right, so the first thing we're going to do here is give you a second to calibrate your muscle test to make sure you're testing clearly. And so go ahead and say yes out loud, and do a muscle test. This should give you a yes or an affirmative or a strong or a forward result. If you're having trouble with the muscle testing, please pause this program and go troubleshoot it. There's a ton of troubleshooting material to be found, both in my book, Where Science Meets Spirit, The Formula for Miracles, and the companion DVD, Secrets of Muscle Testing. So go ahead and use those troubleshooting techniques until your muscle test is working properly. Then resume the program. Okay, now I want you to zip your field and say no. This should give you a weak or a backwards or a false response. So, if it's still not working, go ahead and pause. Otherwise, if you're listening to this program and continuing ahead, I will assume that your muscle test is working properly. All right, so let's go in and clear out some of your blocks about money. The first program I want you to check is, I know how to invest my money effectively. If you get a backwards or a no, that means you don't have that software in your subconscious yet. So offer me your permission, and we'll use the Theta Healing Technique through the energy charged in this program to download that new information into you, so you do know how to do that. Okay, and now check one more time. I know how to invest my money effectively. Now it should be a yes or a forward. Now check. I know what it feels like to invest my money effectively. If you get a backwards or a no, offer permission, and we'll teach you that too. And check that again. I know what it feels like to invest my money effectively. Now check. I know how to manage my money effectively. If you get a backwards, a week or a no, offer me your permission and we'll teach you that. And check it again. I know how to manage my money effectively. All right, next program. Let's check. I know what it feels like to manage my money effectively. If it's a no, a backwards or false, offer your permission and let's teach you that. So you do know what that feels like. Because when you know how to do something and you know what it feels like, that engages both the left and the right hemispheres of the brain and makes you very powerful in attracting that experience into your life. In this case, managing your money effectively. And check that one more time. I know what it feels like to manage my money effectively. Next belief, check. I have to constantly hustle to make money. If you got that, let's clear it. Because you don't want to have to constantly hustle to make money. Okay, one more time. I have to constantly hustle to make money. Now it should be gone. Next belief, I have to exploit myself to make money. If you got a yes or a forward, go ahead and give me your permission and we'll clear that out. Okay, one more time. I have to exploit myself to make money. Now it should be gone. Next belief, I have to hurt myself to make money. If you got a yes or a forward, let's clear that out for you. And check it again. I have to hurt myself to make money. Next program, please check. I have to hurt others to make money. If you have it, let's clear it. And check that one more time. I have to hurt others to make money. Next belief, please muscle test. I have to make myself sick to make money. If you've got it, let's change that so you don't have to make yourself sick to make money. One more time, I have to make myself sick to make money. All right, next belief, check. Making money is painful. If you got it, offer permission, let's clear it. Okay, check one more time. Making money is painful. Now it should be gone. Next belief, please check. I have to have a job to make money. If you got it, let's clear it. You don't want to think you have to have a job to make money. One more time. Test. I have to have a job to make money. All right. Next program. Let's check. I have to compromise my ethics to make money. If it's there, let's clear that out. Okay, and check that one more time. I have to compromise my ethics to make money. And it should be gone, because you don't want to have to compromise your ethics to make money. That's just a belief. Next program, please test. I am ashamed of making money easily. If you got it, let's clear it, because there's nothing to be ashamed of when it comes to making money easily. And check it one more time. I'm ashamed of making money easily. Next belief. Let's check. I have to earn my money. If you got it, let's clear it, because whether or not you earned your money is just a perspective. There's no real truth to it. So you don't want to think you have to. It's just a limiting belief. Let's check that one more time. I have to earn my money. Now it should be clear. Next belief. Money doesn't grow on trees. If you have it, let's clear it. Technically, For those who really want to know, money grows in cotton plants, because money in the United States, at least, is made from cotton. Okay, well, let's check that again. Money doesn't grow on trees. Now it should be a backwards or a false, because we want it to be as easy as possible for us to attract money into our lives. Next belief system, please check. It's wrong for me to have a lot of money when other people have so little. If you got it, let's clear it. And check one more time. It's wrong for me to have a lot of money when other people have so little. All right, on to the next one. Investments are only for people who have a lot of money. If you got it, let's clear it, because that's not true. It's just a belief. So offer me your permission, and we'll use Theta Healing to clear that out of you. Okay, one more time. Investments are only for people who have a lot of money. Next belief, money spoils you. If you're holding that belief, let's clear it. One more time, money spoils you. All right, next program to check. Money makes you do bad things. If you got it, offer your permission, let's clear it, so that you won't use that as an excuse subconsciously to avoid making money. Okay, check one more time. Money makes you do bad things. Excellent. Next belief, please check. Money is trouble. If you got it, let's clear it. And check it one more time. Money is trouble. Next, please check. It's wrong to want money. If you have a yes, a forward, or a strong, let's clear that, because it's not wrong to want money. Okay, one more time. It's wrong to want money. All right, and now it should be clear. Next belief. Check. I can never keep my money. If you got it, let's clear it, so you can keep your money. One more time. I can never keep my money. Now it should be clear. Next belief. Money is a problem for me. If you got it, let's clear it, so money doesn't have to be a problem for you anymore. All right. Check that one more time. Money is a problem for me. Okay, in this next section, we're going to address beliefs about the bad things that might happen if we have a lot of money. And so for each of these, it'll be a belief of the form, if I have a lot of money, then some bad thing will occur. The first one I want you to check is, if I have a lot of money, the government will take it all. If you have a yes or a forward, let's clear that. Because all these excuses, all these bad things we think might happen when we have money, act as excuses that the subconscious uses to protect us from having a lot of money. So give me your permission and we'll clear that out. And check one more time. If I have a lot of money, the government will take it all. Next belief, if I have a lot of money, I'll have to pay too much in taxes. If it's a yes or a forward, let's clear that out. Okay, check one more time. If I have a lot of money, I have to pay too much in taxes. It seems ridiculous, but that's a very common block. I've seen it in a lot of my clients. Next belief system check. If I have a lot of money, my family will turn against me. If you've got a yes or a forward, go ahead and give me your permission. Let's clear that out so you don't hold that belief, so you don't attract that experience. Okay, one more time. If I have a lot of money, my family will turn against me. Next program, please muscle test. If I have a lot of money, I will be greedy. If you got it, let's clear it. And check that one more time. If I have a lot of money, I will be greedy. Next program, please check. If I have a lot of money, everyone will want something from me. If it's there, let's get rid of it for you. One more time. If I have a lot of money, everyone will want something from me. And it should be gone. Next belief, please muscle test. If I have a lot of money, I'll lose my family. If that's a yes, a forward, or a strong result, let's change that belief because we don't want that to happen to you. And we certainly don't want that as an excuse to prevent you from making lots of money. Check that one more time. If I have a lot of money, I'll lose my family. Good. Next program. If I have a lot of money, I will be shallow. If you got it, let's clear it. Okay, one more time. If I have a lot of money, I will be shallow. And it should be gone. Next belief. If I have a lot of money, I will be a snob. Okay. If you got it, give me your permission. We'll get rid of it. Okay, and check it again. If I have a lot of money, I will be a snob. And it should be gone. Next check, if I have a lot of money, my family will be jealous. If you're getting a yes or a forward, let's shift that out for you. Go ahead and offer me your permission. Okay. One more time. If I have a lot of money, my family will be jealous. Next belief, please check. If I have a lot of money, people will take advantage of me. If you have that belief, give me your permission. Let's clear it out. One more time. If I have a lot of money, people will take advantage of me. Next check. If I have a lot of money, I will be a crook. If you got it, let's clear it. And check that one more time. If I have a lot of money, I will be a crook. Now it should be gone. Next check. If I have a lot of money, I will be robbed. It's a common belief a lot of people have. If you got it, let's clear it. And check it one more time. If I have a lot of money, I will be robbed. And it should be gone. Next belief. Check. If I have a lot of money, I will lose it. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. If I have a lot of money, I will lose it. All right. So this next set of beliefs are beliefs that we want to have in our subconscious. We want to have a yes result. And so if you find yourself getting a no or a backwards result, we're going to change it and turn it into a positive, because these are good beliefs to have. First, I want you to check, I have so much money, I can give it away. If you get a backwards or a no, let's change that. Give me your permission. Because we want you to believe you have so much money, you can give it away. And check it again. I have so much money, I can give it away. Next check, money can never bring me happiness. If you get a no, let's change that. Because we don't want the subconscious, again, using that as an excuse. One more time. Check, money can never bring me happiness. All right, so this next belief is going to be another fill in the blank, where it's going to fill in the blank for whatever source of income it is that makes you money. It might be your business, it might be your job, it might be a project, it might be an investment. I want you to check, my fill in the blank is making lots of money. If you have a no or a backwards, let's change that, because you want to hold the belief it is making money, because then the law of attraction will bring you that experience. Okay, check it one more time. My fill in the blank is making lots of money. And it should be a yes. Next belief, I have the ability to manifest a lot of money. If that's a backwards or a no, we're going to teach you that, so you do have that ability. So offer me your permission, and let's shift that. And check it again. I have the ability to manifest a lot of money. Good. Next belief. Money comes to me easily. If you have a no or a backwards, let's change that so it does come to you easily. One more time. Money comes to me easily. Next check. I have the confidence to make money. If you get a no or a backwards, let's shift that so you do have that confidence. One more time. I have the confidence to make money. Next belief. Making money is fun. If you have a no or a backwards, let's shift that out. So you do believe that money is fun. Okay. One more time. Making money is fun. And now that should be a yes. Next belief, check, I deserve to have a lot of money. If you get a backwards or a no, offer me your permission, let's change that so you do believe you deserve to have that money. And check it one more time, I deserve to have a lot of money. Next belief, I have a surplus of money. If you're getting a no or a backwards, offer me your permission. Let's change that so you do believe you have a surplus of money. Because when you hold that belief, the law of attraction will bring you that experience. Okay, one more time. I have a surplus of money. Now it should be yes. Next belief. I always have more than enough money. If you got it backwards or a no, let's change that. And check again. I always have more than enough money. Next program. Money is spiritual. If you get a no or a backwards, let's shift that. Let's show you how money can be spiritual. So your subconscious doesn't use that as an excuse to keep money away from you. And check it one more time. Money is spiritual. Next belief. I'm supposed to have money. If that's no or backwards, offer permission. Let's change that. One more time. I'm supposed to have money. All right. Next program. I can make a lot of money doing what I love. If that's a no, offer me your permission. Let's shift that. Because I want you to have beliefs that tell you that you can make money doing what you love so you can attract and live that experience. Okay, one more time. I can make a lot of money doing what I love. Now it should be a yes. Next belief. I am comfortable having a lot of money. If you go to nowhere backwards, let's shift that so you are comfortable having a lot of money. And check that one more time. I am comfortable having a lot of money. Next belief. I am a money magnet. If that's nowhere backwards, let's change that so you believe you are a money magnet. Okay, one more time. I am a money magnet. Good. Next program. Check. I can have lots of money and be loved at the same time. If that's a no or backwards, let's shift that. So you can have lots of money and be loved. Okay, one more time. I can have lots of money and be loved at the same time. Next belief. I deserve to have money come to me easily. If that's a no or a backwards, let's change that so you do believe it. And check one more time. I deserve to have money come to me easily. Now it should be a yes. Next program, check. I have a lot of money now. If the answer is no, we're going to change that. Because even if you don't see it in your bank account, you must believe that you have a lot of money now, so the law of attraction will bring you that experience. Okay, one more time. I have a lot of money now. And it should be a yes. Next check, I deserve a lot of money. That's a no or a backwards. Offer permission. We'll shift that. One more time. I deserve a lot of money. Next belief. The universe supports me in making money. If you get a no or a backwards, let's change that. So you do believe the universe supports you, so you'll attract that support. And check it one more time. The universe supports me in making money. Next program. Money is a zero-sum game. If you got a yes or a forward or a strong, let's change that because what that means is there's a fixed amount of it. There's only so much to go around. It's a term from economics, and many people think that money is scarce because there's only so much to go around. That's not true. Money is created out of our consciousness in each moment. And so just because you have more does not mean that someone else has less. So let's shift that belief. And check again, money is a zero-sum game. Next belief, there is never enough money. If you got a yes or a forward, let's clear that out for you. And check again, there is never enough money. And it should be gone. Now we're going to check a closely related belief. I want you to muscle test, there is never enough money for me. And if you got it, let's clear it. And check one more time. There is never enough money for me. And now it should be a no, a backwards, or a weak response. Next belief, check. It's easy to lose money. If you got it, let's clear it. And check once again. It's easy to lose money. Next check, money interferes with love. That's a yes, or strong, or a positive. Offer your permission, and we'll change that. Because you don't want to think money interferes with love. And check it one more time. Money interferes with love. Next belief. Money is dirty. If you have it, let's change it. It's funny, though. This belief is true on a physical level because cash is filthy. But money itself is not a dirty energy. There's nothing wrong with it. Okay, let's check again. Money is dirty. And it should be gone. Next belief, money is scarce. Again, this isn't true, but you may believe it's true and attract that experience. So if you got it, let's clear it. check one more time. Money is scarce. Next check, money will complicate my life. If you have that belief, let's clear it, because it's just another excuse your subconscious will use to keep money away. And check it one more time. Money will complicate my life. Next check, money changes everything. If it's a yes and you want to shift it, offer me your permission and we'll get rid of that. And test it one more time. Money changes everything. Next belief, please check. Money is hard to come by. If you got it, let's change that so you don't believe that's true. One more time, money is hard to come by. Now check, making money is easy. If that's a backwards, let's shift that so you do believe making money is easy. All right, now check that again. Making money is easy. Now check, I have to know the right people to make a lot of money. If you have that, let's release that, because that's not true. That's just one way to make money. So check it again. I have to know the right people to make a lot of money. Next belief, money is hard to hang on to. If that's a yes or a forward or a positive response, let's clear that. And check again. Money is hard to hang on to. Now we're going to check. Money is the root of all evil. And it's funny because this isn't actually the saying from the Bible, though many people quote it as such. But if you have a yes or a forward, go ahead and give me your permission. We'll change that out. And check one more time. Money is the root of all evil. All right, next is the belief that actually is in the Bible, which is the love of money is the root of all evil. If you have it, offer me your permission. We'll shift that out. And check one more time. The love of money is the root of all evil. Here's a good belief I want to make sure you have. Theta healing works on me for money issues. If you get a no or a false or a negative response, offer me your permission so we can change that so you believe that this process does work for you on your money issues. And let's check that again. Theta healing works for me on money issues. Next belief, it takes money to make money. If that's a yes or a forward, we want to shift that out because that's not true. That's just one way to make money. So let's check that again. It takes money to make money. Next belief. It's wrong for me to have more money than I need. If you have that belief, offer me your permission. Let's clear it. And check one more time. It's wrong for me to have more money than I need. Next belief, having lots of money is dangerous. Got a yes or a forward, let's clear that. And check one more time, having lots of money is dangerous. Next belief, I have enough confidence to make lots of money. If that's a no or a backwards, let's give you that confidence. So offer me your permission. We'll download that into you. And check again. I have enough confidence to make lots of money. Next check, having money creates guilt. If that's a yes or a forward, let's change that so having money doesn't have to create guilt for you. One more time, having money creates guilt. Next is another fill-in-the-blank belief. You're going to fill in whatever it is you do to make money. I want you to check. It's wrong for me to charge money for fill-in-the-blank. If the answer a yes or a forward, let's clear it. Okay, one more time. It's wrong for me to charge money for fill-in-the-blank. Next, to whom much is given, much is required. If you got it, let's clear it. One more time. To whom much is given, much is required. Next belief. I have to be lucky to make money. If that's a yes, a forward, or a strong, offer permission. We'll change that. It's just a block. And check it again. I have to be lucky to make money. Next check. I have to do things I hate to make money. If that's a yes or a forward, let's clear that so you can make money doing things you love. And check it again. I have to do things I hate to make money. And it should be gone. Next belief, please muscle test, money corrupts. If you got it, let's clear it. And check one more time. Money corrupts. And now let's move on and muscle test. It takes time to make money. If that's a yes or a forward, offer me your permission. We'll show you how to make money without needing to take a lot of time. And check it one more time. It takes time to make money. And it should be a no. All right, we're almost at the end of this section. Now what I want to do is show you the divine truth of what money is in the same way that we did for rich people in an earlier section. So I'm going to download to you from Creator's perspective, or God or Universe or Source's perspective, whatever word you like, the divine truth about money. So first I want you to check, I have the Creator's definition of money. And feel free to substitute another word for Creator if you prefer. If the answer is a no, a backwards, or a false, offer me your permission, and we're going to give you that truth, show you the real truth about money, which is it's simply a medium of exchange to enable efficient commerce. That's it. It has no other meaning beyond that. And check that again. I have the Creator's definition of money. And now it should be strong. And now check, my definition of money is the same as the Creator's. If that's a no or a backwards, offer me your permission, and we'll make that the same. So you're using the divine truth about money as your benchmark, as your meaning, as your definition in your life. This is a very powerful healing. And check that again. My definition of money is the same as the Creator's. Now check, I have the Creator's perspective and understanding of money. If that's a backwards or a no or a false, a weak, offer me your permission. We'll download that into you. In case you're wondering, a definition is kind of the nuts and bolts. It's what you'd see in the dictionary, where a perspective and understanding is more the bigger picture. So let's check that again. I have Creator's perspective and understanding of money. Okay. Now it should be a yes. And check, my perspective and understanding of money are the same as the Creator's. If that's a no or a backwards, offer me your permission. We'll shift that. And check that one more time. My perspective and understanding of money are the same as the Creator's. Now that should be a yes. Now in this last piece here, I want you to muscle test. I'm holding trauma from having a lot of money. If you get a yes or a forward, I want you to use the special trauma clearing program included with this package to go through and clear out the trauma you're holding from having a lot of money. This isn't just a belief we can change. You know, it does require a process, but that's why I've included that special program in this package to guide you step by step through how to use theta healing to clear traumas. which is a very, very powerful application of this technique. All right, guys, congratulations. You've finished the section on beliefs about money. We've released a lot of blocks here. You may have a couple you need to come back to and do some deeper digging on your own or with a partner, but I think the results you'll see will be tremendous. So congratulations and enjoy the next section.